It is 7 minutes past seven. Here with what it says in the papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Justin. There's a two-page spread in The Star that makes for depressing reading. The paper has gathered together a series of stories that look like they're taken from an archive of road deaths over time, but they're actually all from this weekend. The two most prominent headlines in the spread are from Louth. The Biggest Smile is the headline over the news of the death of a woman who died in a collision in RD on Friday. Fun and Joy of Chloe and Shay's Lives refers to the funerals on Saturday of two of those who died in the five-death collision the previous week. Woman and Man Killed in Road Collision relates to a crash on Saturday in Antrim. Pedestrian Dies in Car Collision is over a news report about a death yesterday in Waterford. And Mother Tells of Love for Bike Death Sammy refers to an 18-year-old who also died in Waterford after a crash last week. That's in The Star. The paper's front page story is about politics. It's Leo Varadkar commenting on Gerry Hutch, who says he'll stand in the by-election triggered by Pascal Donoghue's resignation from the Dáil. Leo Varadkar reckons Gerry Hutch doesn't stand a chance. He says it's a lot easier to be a successful criminal than a successful candidate. As if to prove the precarious nature of politics, columnist John Drennan in The Mail has a photo of the 2017 cabinet with ministers getting their seals of office in the Oris. He goes through the picture and discovers that out of 19 ministers, Simon Harris is the only one still in office. Drennan calls it the cabinet of the damned. Over the page, Simon Harris is damned a bit. In his Mail column, former government minister Dermot Ahern says that Simon Harris taking on the role of finance minister is a major mistake. He says the finance minister has to be able to face down cabinet colleagues and not go with the political flow. He says he's not sure Simon Harris wearing the Fine Gael leader hat and the finance minister hat will be able to do that. Fionnán Sheehan, in his column in The Independent, agrees. He quotes a senior official of the Department of Finance who says the finance minister has to be tougher on their own party colleagues, which is why the Fine Gael parliamentary party hated Pascal Donoghue. The official says it's impossible to thread this needle when you're both the finance minister and the party leader. The real needle that's impossible to thread is the weekly budget of people relying on those government finances. That's according to a report a few pages over in The Independent. It quotes research by Social Justice Ireland, which says that more than 1 in 10 people now live on an income that's below the poverty line. The Sun's coverage of that report says that this includes 190,000 children. The paper goes on to say that old age pensioners are being particularly hard hit, with the number of them living in poverty going up by 64% in 1 year. The article quotes a Social Justice Ireland spokesperson saying that the cost of essentials has risen sharply and those relying on social protection payments are having to make impossible choices to remain within their weekly budget. Elsewhere in The Sun, there's a story about drones, not in the war in Ukraine or delivering food in Dublin, but saving a life during a flood in Vietnam. Police video footage from there appears to show a man sitting on a life belt hanging underneath a large drone while it lifted him free of a torrential river. And back to The Star for one other politics story, this time from Namibia, where a man with a very odd name has just won a local election. His surname is Unona, but his first name is Adolf Hitler. He says that his father, who gave him the name, didn't understand who Adolf Hitler was. But he goes on to say, with a name like this, it doesn't mean I'm striving for world domination.